What a testimony from Sister Dardis. Isn't it just something about an elder who has lived for God and shares their story? First Lady, it was so good to hear his story today. It was so good. And I have a scripture that the Lord gave me for you, First Lady. But before I get started, I want to honor my bishop. Bishop, thank you for everything. Thank you for being my covering. Thank you for investing in me. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for being there for us and being a good shepherd. I am so thankful for you, and I don't know where I would be without you today. So I'm thankful for you, Bishop, and I love you. You may be seated. When Bishop told me to speak today, I honestly thought of all days, Mother's Day is probably the last day I should be speaking. I never feel like I should be up here because I just don't think I'm equipped, but only the Lord can equip you to do anything, really. So when my bishop says to do something, I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to do it. But as a single mom on Mother's Day, and my message is not about Mother's Day, Mother's Day aren't necessarily the days when you celebrate, you get pampered, you hang out, you do nothing. Most single moms are still doing laundry on Mother's Day. They're still cooking, they're still cleaning, they're still taking care of the children. So the day of celebration can be a day of just another day that the world celebrates. But I'm so thankful because as I was raising my son, and no, my son is not here today, but he will be here again because I have a promise from God. And just like prophet sits up there, I know that God can do all things. And enemy, you are a liar because you are trying to tell me that my son is dead and he's not. As long as my son has breath in his body and I'm praying and this body's praying, I know that I will see him again praising and worshiping you. So I speak it in faith. I know my son will be back. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because I know, as we heard since the very beginning of today from corporate prayer, Sister Zimmerman speaking about prayer. Prayer moves the hand of God. And our bishop spoke about prayer, how a mother moves the hand of God through prayer. So I am thankful that I got reassured today on a day when I wanted to be sad and I wanted to feel sorry maybe for myself or I was tired and weary. I am encouraged because I know all I have to do is raise my hand, submit unto God, pray, and just ask him and he will touch me. He will take care of every need that I have. And I am so thankful that I'm not in this on my own. So I am thankful for the Lord and all he has done. You may be seated. But when I was a single mom, I remember it was hard, but I can tell you God made a way every situation that I encountered. And I am thankful because I know without God, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have made it. And my son did grow up on the pews. And every once in a while, the Lord will give me a glimpse because I'll talk to my son and he'll say something about the scriptures. So I know something stuck. Nice. Something stuck because I'll tell him something and he'll give me an answer with the scripture so I know it's in there. So Sister Vanessa, you keep praying. It is in there, and all three of your children, it is in there. And we are just going to pray and believe that they will be back and they will all be in the pews here serving God. So just hang in there, keep praying, keep believing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it's so funny, Sister Taryn, one of the verses actually that you shared, and I had the same one, and it was actually for First Lady. So if we can go to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I had been thinking about First Lady and been praying for her and all that's been going on in her life with her family. And for Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Sister Taryn already read it, so I'm just going to start reading it for time's sake. First Lady, this the Lord told me, I'm going to read scripture and tell you, be careful for nothing, but in everything, in all manner, always, by prayer and supplication, by petition, with thanksgiving, with gratitude, with grateful language, let your requests be made known, be declared, certified to God. and the peace of God, the prosperity of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep, guard you as a sentinel, protect your heart and your mind through the revelation, through the relation of rest in Jesus Christ. The Lord told me, we see you, First Lady, and you live this. You are here speaking and talking about the goodness of God. You didn't say, well, oh, so-and-so happened and this tragedy happened. You said, God is good all the time. God, and in your secret place, when you are praying and seeking God, you are telling him, God, you are so good. And he revealed it to me that you are always thankful and you are always steadfast. And we see that. We come in this house. I've never seen you here broken to pieces, just an uphill about everything. You're always very steady and steadfast, an example we can follow, First Lady. And I am so thankful that I can look unto you and say, this is what I aspire to be like one day in the presence of God like you are, so I can be steadfast and comforted and I can stand and thank God in every situation. Thank you for your example, First Lady. You are precious to me, First Lady. I love you. I often don't have the words, but you are so precious to me, and I love you dearly. So thank you. What the Lord gave me was, if we can go to Luke 10:37. Before I get started, Bishop, could you pray?
In the name of Jesus, Lord, your presence is already manifest. It's resting on your female servant. God, I'm asking you give her the liberty to deliver the counsel of your will. God, I come against any hindrance, any distraction to her or the people as we hear your word today. God, let this word fall on good ground. Let it prosper where you send it today. And God, we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Can we give a hand clap unto the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for visiting with us. You've been here since the very onset. So I am thankful for your presence and your people. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I am thankful for each and every one of you. And I hope you have a blessed Mother's Day. And I pray that God strengthens you today if you need strength, and that he will keep you, and that he will give you wisdom in the way you should raise your children. And so I am thankful for you today. Luke 10:37. I'm going to skip a little bit, and I hope this makes, I'm be able to put it together the way the Lord gave it to me. And on this scripture, I'm going to only take the second part here. So Luke 10:37. Then Jesus said unto him, go, and do thou likewise. And I just want to keep that in mind as I go to the next set of scripture I'm going to be covering. Can you go to Luke 10:39, please? And this is Jesus visiting Martha and Mary's house. And verse 39 says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Verse 40 says, but Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Verse 41. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Verse 42. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. And so the word that the Lord gave me was, hear the word. And I think as I was studying yesterday, and I was extremely panicked because I felt like the Lord wasn't giving me anything. He was speaking to me, and it started to come together in prayer this morning, and then everyone that spoke. So I'm going to try to convey what the Lord gave me. So when in Luke 10:39, it says that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and she heard Jesus' voice, the word. She gave audience. she understood what Jesus was saying. And what Jesus was saying was, he was giving a subject of discourse. He was discussing a topic. He was giving divine expression. There was something that she felt when she sat in front of his feet that she was able to take in and understand. There was a communication between her and Jesus. And I thought about, I wonder what it was like to sit at the feet, literal feet of Jesus, just his mere presence without him saying anything. And then he was speaking to them. And Mary sat there and she was able to hear that, what Jesus was telling them. And I'm sure he was imparting things unto her and the others that was sitting there, because she was not sitting there alone, because the word does say that she was also sitting at Jesus' feet. And then in verse 40, Martha got upset because she was serving. She was playing the part of the hostess. I'm sure there were many people in her house and she was busy serving. And there's nothing wrong with serving the Lord. It was just something about that particular instant where, if you go to verse 41, Jesus replies to Martha, because Martha says, tell my sister to help me, right? I'm doing this all by myself here. Tell her to help me because there's so much going on. And in verse 41, it says, and Jesus answered and said unto her. And what I found interesting was that it says Jesus answered and said unto her, because usually when you answer someone, you're saying something, right? You could have a nonverbal answer, but here it says answered and said. And answered here, he addressed her because she had an expectation that she was going to get something back from Jesus. She expected a word from the Lord. And what he said to her says, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. And what careful here means, it means anxious about, to have care, take thoughts. And that's the same anxious as in the scripture in Philippians 4 and 6, where it says, be careful for nothing, be anxious about nothing. And here it says she was careful and troubled. So she wasn't just anxious, but she was also troubled. And troubled means she was disturbed. She was in tumult. She was in uproar. So there was a lot going on. She didn't just have anxiety. I mean, there was a whole bunch more going on in Martha that she was dealing with. And she came out and she was in uproar, right? She was upset when she addressed Mary and Jesus. And so Jesus said, but one thing is needful. And here it says needful means it's required. It also means to act upon in a given manner, to entreat. And so he says, one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen, she has selected that good part. She selected the good part, which was the benefit. It was the good things, the valuable things, the beautiful things by sitting at the feet of the Lord. And with that, it says, which shall not be taken away from her. And here it says, it can't be removed. What she gained sitting at the feet of Jesus couldn't be been taken away from her. I couldn't physically go to Sister Dardis and take that away from her, because the communion that she had with the Lord imparted, he did something in her for her by sitting at his feet that nobody can take away. And when what stood out to me was, he said, but one thing is needful. And so I looked into the one, because I was like, one thing is needful. What do you mean by one? So if we can go to Matthew 6:33, because it says one thing is required, right? It's needed. It's we have to entreat it. And I was like, what is needful? What do we have to entreat? And it says in Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So while Martha was serving, which was her part as being a hostess, and Mary should have probably helped her, Mary chose in obedience to sit at the feet of Jesus and get what she needed. And I think it's the same thing when we come into the house of God. And I was going to say this, if the Lord brought it back to my mind, some churches are all about serving, right? They will come in, they will give you a gift, they will coffee, they have programs, they have contests, they have tea days, tea nights, they have weekend retreats, but they're not entreating the Lord. There's the presence of the Lord who can heal, save, deliver, set free is not in that house. Yeah, you can have nice fellowship with the people, but the Lord is nowhere in that place. But in that day, that visitation, Mary said, I'm going to sit at the feet of Jesus. Martha, you can serve, and I'll deal with your slack later, right? And everybody else wants to come for me. But right now, I need these. I need to be in front of the feet of Jesus, and I have a need. I need to know. I need to learn. I need to be close to my Father who takes care of me. So I don't care what you say. And the funny part, what I thought stood out, and the Lord just kind of gave that to me, Martha entreated the Lord. The Lord is not going to say, no, stop coming to my feet. Go serve. Go have a program. Go get a coffee. The Lord's going to say, you cut out the coffee bar. You cut out the program. You cut out all this artificial, non-essential things that's going to distract people from me, and it's going to take my presence to go to another place. So Martha, Martha, one thing is needful. You must seek first the kingdom of God. And so Martha, I know that he loved Martha because it does say in another scripture in that he loved Martha, Lazarus, and Mary. So it's not that Martha was not loved. God didn't love her. It was just that at that particular time, what was required, there were needs in the house where Martha and Mary were, and Jesus was there to minister to those needs. Just like today, he's ministered through every single speaker today, from corporate prayer, there was healing, there was deliverance, there were words of encouragement, there was so many words that should have ministered to every single person in here, not just a simple Mother's Day message, but God did use the vessels to show us elders and their stories and give us a Mother's Day message. I mean, can you just imagine? Think about the flow today. Everything flowed together. You can't orchestrate it. You can't manufacture that. That comes from the very throne room of God. So if you're questioning if God is real, go back to corporate prayer and listen to every speaker till now. You will see that there's a thread that connects every message that was spoken today. And that can only come if you are connected to the Spirit of God. So if you are not Holy Ghost filled, if you are not baptized in Jesus' name, if you are not in a church that follows truth and this word, only the word of God, you're not going to get this. But if you tuned in today or you're here today, it's because you came with expectation. There was something you knew that you can get in this house because you felt the presence of the Lord when you walked into this place this morning. So it doesn't matter what your need is today. You know you can get God to meet your need in this place. And it's so wonderful to know that there is a place where you can come, and as a single mom, you can be accepted. Because a lot of churches will look down on single moms, or they will judge you, or they will talk about you, or they will treat you like you have leprosy. But not in this place. Everybody's loved in this place because of our bishop who loves everyone and teaches us how we should go and the way we should go. That every soul is precious to our God, that he loves us on. He can use every single one of us. So if you have a need today, I tell you, as Sister Taryn said, if you have a need today, don't leave today before coming to the feet of Jesus. You can come to these altars and you can just tell God what you need. Nobody needs to know. But I tell you, he will meet you right here as he already has met me from the onset of corporate prayer. If there is a need and you are watching live stream, you God can meet your need in your home, in your hotel room, wherever you are. He can meet your need. So, church family, if you have a need and you want to come to the altar, if you want to pray where you are, let's just entreat the Lord. Lord, thank you. I thank you for that from the very onset of corporate prayer, you were in this place, Lord, to minister to each and every one of us, Lord, to the brokenhearted, to the ones that have financial needs, to the ones that need healing, to the ones that are just distraught today or dealing with any spirits, Lord. I ask you, Lord, that you will touch us this day. Lord Jesus, I know you can do all things, and there is nothing too small or too big for you. You are mindful of us, and there is no one like you, God. There's no one like you, God. And we put our needs before you, Lord. We thank you for being a good God and being alive and well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you need a touch in your body, Lord, I ask you that if there are any ailments in this house today, Lord Jesus, if there are any concerns about a physical condition, Lord, I ask you that you take care of it today, Lord. I ask you that your healing power will flow through this body today, Lord Jesus, that you will get the glory, because we know that you are the healer, and we thank you for your healing power, Lord. I ask you to touch any minds that may have felt distracted today, Lord Jesus, or if there's a spirit of suicide, anxiety, or depression, I come against it. In Jesus' name, you cannot stay in the vicinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke you, enemy, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I ask you, oh, I ask you for the church family that I have lost family members. I ask you to be a comfort unto them today, Lord Jesus. I ask you that your arms wrap around them, that they will feel your presence in their home or here in this place, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for making a way where there doesn't seem to be a way, Lord. I thank you for being just a God that can do all things. And we recognize that everything we have comes from you, that you are our Alpha and our Omega, that you are God alone. There's no one like you. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. There's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing impossible for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you in advance for everything that you have done, everything that you're doing, everything that you're putting our hands to plow to, everything that is to come, Lord. I am thankful and we thank you, Lord, for being a good God. Can we just give the Lord a hand clap and thank him for all the good things that come from him? Because nothing is good without him, and I thank him because he is good. In every season, he is a good God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And if I can say this, my mom is not watching, and I don't know if she'll ever watch this, but she's here in San Antonio from Germany. She's not here. And the enemy wants me to be down about it, and I'm not. I know she's at least in the city, but my mom right now has an issue where she has something on her skin, and I know if she would visit this church, God would take care of it. So I'm going to keep praying, and I'm going to ask God for the opportunity to open the door so I can speak to her where she will receive it. Because she's not receiving it right now, but it doesn't stop me from praying. It does not stop me from praying for her, my sister, my father, my son. Just like Sister Zimmerman, I'm the only one standing, and I'm going to keep standing until I can't stand anymore, until I take my last breath. I will serve the Lord because there's no one like him, and life is not worth living without him. So I'm going to stand, and I'm going to proclaim his goodness. You know. And church family, we're going to stand, and through our bishop, as bishop leads us, we are going to all the nations, the regions, San Antonio, wherever the Lord sends us, we will go and we will speak his word and speak of his goodness and his mercies, and we will see many people saved. Because we know we are following after God, and there's no one like him. Thank you, church family. I am so thankful to be a part of this body. I am thankful for each and every one of you. Keep standing, keep praying, keep fighting, keep proclaiming. Because the best is yet to come, and one day we'll stand in front of the Lord. We will be in front of at his feet, and we will be able to experience his glory. And I cannot wait. Until then, we are going to keep laboring, keep fighting, keep moving, keep kicking, keep screaming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, church family. I hope every mother has a happy Mother's Day. And we will see you on Wednesday.